This podcast is brought to you by Flamin' Joe's in Spokane, Washington, with two convenient locations, one on the north side at 7015 North Division, or the original Valley location at 11618 East Sprague. You're never very far from wings, burgers, and beer. This town ain't that big. It's a 5-minute drive. With daily specials and happy hour specials from 3 to 6 and 9 to close, so you're not spending too much jingle. They have trivia every Wednesday at 8 o'clock or Buzz Time trivia on the TVs anytime. So come on down to Flamin' Joe's, kick it on the patio, and enjoy some hot wings and beer. The best of both worlds. Bonus offer, meet two members of the podcast, Chris and Justin. They work on the north side. Probably won't meet them. They work in the kitchen. And you probably don't want to meet them. They're abrasive people. And as Justin would say, there's no better way to spend your day on a hot summer day. And now, on to the show. Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out. I'm Jarrell.
I'm Robert.
I'm Jacob.
Justin.
And I'm Chris.
And this week's episode, we start off with a sweet tale of Robert's girlfriend being wicked awesome.
Wicked.
Wicked fucking awesome. I use that at work, and my boss is like, have you ever been to Boston? I'm like, nope.
None of them ever. But they all talk like that, because stereotypes.
Yeah, I just love that fucking wicked fucking awesome.
It's wicked spot.
Yeah. Do you say I parked the car at Harvard Yard? What, are you fucking retarded? Which is a joke I stole from someone I don't know. So Robert's girlfriend is wicked awesome, and he owes her a unicorn with Batman carved in the side of it or something.
Spray painted. Unicorns are rare, dude. Yeah. Come on, you don't just go around and like, you can't just get a horse and tape a fucking white rhino horn to it. Rhinos are rare also.
And they shit diamonds.
Yeah. Come on. Everybody knows this. Yeah. We've all played Borderlands.
No, I was thinking of Death Spank.
That's a callback.
Chris put Deathspank on my fucking PlayStation from his account, and I got halfway through the second one, and I had some glitch where I couldn't progress, and it was really fucking awful. I was so mad.
That's like a callback from like ages ago.
And then, so we go from Robert's wicked girlfriend that he owes a tank to really dark path.
I'm sorry, it was my bad. Entirely my bad. I get bored.
It's all because I called Chris a Kardashian.
Everybody,
the K's are kind of...
It's like everybody who's a parent watches their kid shows and they start going off on a tangent to try to cope with how terrible the shows are. My bad.
What happens when Thomas the Tank Engine really goes to the smelter yard?
What the Cars universe is really like when you aren't watching the movies?
A few great wars.
So fucking dark, man.
I said my bad.
Tell me.
Still doesn't fucking know.
Will I dream?
You'll dream of fields and bunnies and everything you've ever wanted. It's really dark. It's really fucking dark.
Just think of the bunnies, Lenny. The rabbits, George?
Yep, the rabbits.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Car.
That's so... Yeah.
Days of Arkham.
Okay.
No fucking preface. Okay.
So, me and my girlfriend, we've been going out since November, so it's been like 7 months. And I've been showing her, like, the latest trailers that, like, the day that they come out. Babe, watch this. And she's just like, I love Batman, but I don't love Batman as much as you do.
Like, so, if Bruce Wayne pulled it out, you would be like, please, may I have another?
Yes. Exactly.
Does she ever just fucking call you a nerd?
No, because then I would, like... Well, actually, she might have. Maybe in her head. She probably doesn't have the guts probably to say it in my face, but... Okay. I would love to
My girlfriend does. She gives no fucks. She goes, "You're adorable." And I'm like, "You just called me a fucking nerd."
Kathy has no qualms about calling me a nerd and them stupid.
Yep.
You're stupid fucking friends.
But then you got here. You have a princess tattoo from Mario.
Huh?
It's just as equal, though.
I don't have a princess.
She does.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does.
No, she doesn't.
She has the star.
Tall Days Arkham. Yeah.
No, she doesn't.
Mario
tattoo.
What's her Mario tattoo? I'm going to go insane with this.
She doesn't have one.
So I'm not the only one who doesn't have one?
No, she and I were going to get bullet bills. But we're still giving you shit for not having a Mario tattoo.
That's what it was.
Yeah, because I have a Mario tattoo. Justin has a Mario tattoo. Where's your Mario tattoo? Where the fuck are your two Mario tattoos?
I turned to
I didn't know you were supposed to have
As a grown man, we're
supposed to have an 8-bit Mario tattoo.
Okay.
Justin's got the fucking one up.
Can I have a 16-bit? So I can be better than all you?
Nope.
That's what I don't have 8-bit. Mine's not 8-bit, dude. It's not 8-bit.
So that doesn't count.
Fucker.
Just smash the beer bottle against his head. And just start carving into the fucking tattoo.
I can get a beer. I can get something that says 8-bit on the side.
Okay, so can I do it in like 16-bit and then say below 8-bit? Just to fuck with people?
You should get the Batman Forever Batman from the game. Like the Sega Genesis game, Batman, as your fucking 16-bit tattoo.
That's not Mario.
Shut the fuck up. That's awesome.
I like it.
That is awesome.
I like it.
And because it's like Val Kilmer Batman?
And have that forever on my body.
Oh. All right. I'll be down.
Back to the 12-bit.
So anyway.
See how I totally led that in for you, though?
Thank you.
Batman into Arkham? I got you.
Yeah, thank you.
This is how we roll. We just like, oh, that's cool, whatever you're doing. We're
going to lean back into it. Eventually. It wouldn't be our podcast if we didn't lead back into it.
Some random spill about something else.
12 Days of Arkham. This is all Chris's idea. Not our podcast, Chris. My girlfriend, Chris. Which is spelled with a C, not with a K, like a Kardashian.
Wow! Alright.
Even though you just backed me up on a fucking
how
tattoo.
Long have that
no,
saved?
You know what? I'm gonna remember this.
Chris,
this.
Gonna be like, how do I not?
Nope.
How do. If I had that opportunity, wouldn't you take
would,
it? If
would,
my name was spelled with a K?
Not a Kardashian, no.
Yeah, Robert.
No.
Okay.
I mean,
Robert.
That's what he means.
K
like,
is silent.
That's what he means talking shit about Justin. It'd be like, you know, Justin, not Justin Bieber. Although the same name, probably still
first.
The same shitty person.
He should change it. I had a first.
I would have totally done Justin Bieber with Justin.
Yeah. He's the one who sucks. Michael Bolton ass.
Okay. Anyway. Alright, you'll remember that.
I
appreciate
it. I'll remember it.
We're still friends.
Sure.
Hopefully for now.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
I'll remember that. You're not gonna sleep tonight.
Yeah. I'll get on DCU online. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Be like, well, go. Oh, come here. This is the way we need to go. Well, it's on the level 90, guys. Bye, bitch. And run away, because I'm not even that high with those guys.
Chris!
Dead, block dead.
That's like your son, like, trying to be fucking gangster and shit. You're like, hey, you want to be gangster?
Drop it out on the west side and go, you don't like black people!
Like in fucking Die Hard.
Yeah.
Man, where's that?
Yeah, you go to Harlem with a sign that says, I don't like black people.
I'm gonna watch that tonight.
Arkham Knight. So, Chris does 12 Days of Arkham Knight. She actually gave me, let's see, 30 days before Arkham, when it was supposed to be released, gave me a cover of Arkham Origins around my PS4.
Ooh.
Just out of the fucking blue. And I'm just like, what the fuck is this? And she's like, this is your start of your 12 Days of Arkham. And I'm like, well, it's 30 days. And she's like,
this
is what to come.
Week anniversary, Robert.
Yeah, yeah, you're just like, you forgot it. And I'm like, oh, fuck. No, anyway. But she's like, she gives it. I'm like, fuck yeah. It even has controller covers.
That's
like,
awesome.
It's fucking dope.
That's
it's
awesome.
So cool. And so now, since it's been, you know, we're on, you know, 12 days before Arkham, the first day she gave me this awesome shower curtain. It just has the giant bat symbol on the shower curtain.
Which bat symbol?
It just the Valkyrie, or the
Keaton.
That's, you know, awesome. It's circled, though. It's not oval. It's circled.
Okay.
And then it has two yellow stripes on each, like,
okay.
On
that's
top.
Sweet, though.
It's sick.
That's
it is
awesome.
Sick. And the rings that hold up the curtain are Batman logos.
That's awesome.
Right?
That's,
so the thing is like, I had a really shitty day at work, and I was like, I gotta go crap at work. You know, I have to go crap at home.
You clean up that fucking Taco Bell shit you were telling me about.
No. For some reason, these kids, or the adults, think it's... Well, they are big kids, but the adults think, oh, since it's almost school's out, we're gonna eat Taco Bell for celebration. Well, guess what happens after Taco Bell? Massive fucking shit everywhere. So it's poop packle all over the fucking toilet bowls. I'm just like, God damn it! You know, just scrub it, scrub it, scrub it.
One of those days.
It is. And I run home, and I have to take a massive shit. I'm just like, fuck, fuck. I open the door. I'm almost fucking scared of this shower curtain, because I'm like, ah! Because my shower curtain was usually white.
Yeah.
And it's just like this big fucking mess. And I'm just like, no fucking way.
Nah, that's when you know you should detonate the bomb.
I want you to know,
yeah,
not to totally be that guy.
Oh, shit. Well, I did Clark
Kent and Kardashian. It's very reminiscent of Jor-El's mom. The stuff that she bought him for, like, his 8th birthday.
Yeah.
She got him for, like, his 20th.
No, my 4th and my 20th.
Yeah, the 4th
and
20th.
And it's still awesome. It's still awesome.
I got a Ninja Turtle shit.
So, basically, the stuff...
Yes, dude. Yeah.
The stuff that your mom would have gotten you for, like, your 8th birthday, you would get now, and you're only about 30. Yeah. And you're like, don't even care.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. It's so amazing. And so... When I'm taking a shit, I call her up. I'm like, babe, you're the best. And she's like, laughing. Because, like, she knows I'm on the shitter. And she's like, are you in the bathroom? I'm like, yeah. It was awesome. It was so
fucking
great.
Man.
It was so great. And so, because that was Thursday, because it's 12 days before Arkham. And so, and then on Friday, she comes over, and I'm super tired. And
on the second day of Arkham, my girlfriend got the moon.
Yeah.
Bullet in this final column. And a picture of Commissioner Gordon bleeding out. No, I'm sad.
It's got really...
And two pearl necklaces.
Yeah. It's like that meme I sent you the other day.
And one Jason Todd crying.
Why am I here? All right, murders.
That meme was way dark. That murder meme was dark.
It was. And then...
By the way, Justin, do you even know who that was?
No.
Thanks.
I didn't laugh.
Yeah.
Aww.
No, like, I was going to say...
He doesn't read comics, Chris.
No.
I know who James Scott is.
No, remember the meme?
Yeah.
That he sent with the guy killed all those people?
Yeah.
And he had the, why am I here?
Oh, murders!
Yeah. He doesn't know who he is.
I was going to send you... I bet you $5 Justin doesn't know who that is.
See, he's taking it as a comic book. If that's not driving you, a real human being did the thing. And that's him being... Yep.
Can I throw something at him now?
I don't care. Hey, I'm going to stop you right now.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Just don't make a mess.
No beer on the floor. Okay. And then...
comes down here sometime.
Friday, I come home. She's already there because we spend Fridays together. And...
Oh, that's good. You were expecting her.
I was. No, and the thing is like, I was kind of half expecting, like, okay, so what's the 11 day of
me? Yeah.
I'm like, what's going down? You got me this fucking badass fucking
Michael
bad...
Keaton comes over to your house.
Fucking Birdman and shit. I'm like, ah! You know, just, it would be amazing. But,
That's when you put a ring on it.
Yeah, no.
That's right.
If you want to get your girlfriend gets Michael Keaton to the house, you're like, married. Officiating. Michael Keaton...
Yes,
Birdman's the fucking Batman costume.
Badass.
You're this right now.
And she
this
totally fucking do Batgirl. She's so awesome.
I got really dark in my head. I was like, would she bring a wheelchair?
You know,
he'd
dress up as
and
Batman and Mary.
In my head.
I would get that fucking...
Just for continuity.
And she might even get that too. So it's okay.
The white Batman outfit that Jaden Smith was wearing.
Yes.
Yeah. Make him want to stab him.
But he would wear it and officiate.
Yeah.
I'd be done. Okay.
So anyway, fucking goddamn it, 11th day of fucking Arkham. I go in my bathroom, not expecting much. And the first thing I open is you can see my towel rack, and it's usually just my normal colors of my bathroom were yellow, black, and white.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it was like meant to be, basically.
You go in, you're like, it's Batman.
Yeah, and the fucking there's two towel racks, and I can see my hand washing as the Batman, like sitting like this with the fucking bat symbol in the back, and I'm just like, no fucking way. And so I look, she's got me three giant beach towels with the gigantic bat symbol on it, like four hand towels that are like, you know, the hand, like as big as your hand. And then the medium size. So she got me two of the medium size where they're just pure, just Batman. I was just like, the fuck? She's like, okay, well, the beach towels were supposed to be Friday, you know, and the hand towels were supposed to be Saturday. And then the small ones were supposed to be, you know, Sunday. I was like, so I get 3 days in advance. Sweet.
So you could could say you have Batman all over your face, neck, and chest.
This is like Batman Hanukkah.
It really is.
Batman, get some soap on there. And,
I got 9 days left, man. Yeah. 9 days left.
Days of justice.
I am so excited because Batman she's just watch. She's outdone herself like 20 times over. It's awesome. Ridiculous.
You know you have to buy her a unicorn, right?
Yeah, on her birthday.
With a spray painted bat symbol on the side. Just get a pony, super glue a horn to it, spray paint.
Honey, look what I got.
Bat horse. No, you want to go continuity?
Bat cow.
Bat.
From Incorporated, Bat Cow. Damien's one bat. In Batman it's Incorporated, Damien has Bat Cow. Yeah. It's a bat. That was or it's a cow that was gonna get killed at a slaughterhouse where they were doing a mission.
Yep.
Against the pig. Oh, against pig.
Yes.
PYG pig.
Yeah, not toad, but pig.
Well, no, but like pig was killing these kids and like he was putting or and he'd like drive them insane and then put like animal masks on them and then they'd be his army.
Well, animal masks are like animal faces.
Yeah. Because pig's fucked up. Well, when they beat him, there's one cow and the cow that helps him has a bat. Across its eyes, and it's a bat cow.
Oh, like
and
an so, adorable raccoon.
Yeah, it's an adorable raccoon, but it's a bat. And he goes, "Can I keep him?" And it ends, and in the next panel, it's the bat cow in the cave, and they kept the bat cow, and you're like, "Oh,
that's wonderful." What do you think did with that fucking cow after Damien died?
Wow, obvious.
Hamburgers.
Come on, let's be for real.
Celebration. Side of beef toss. I mean, he's a billionaire, but he's like, you don't get to be a billionaire by wasting your money.
You don't waste
your money. Hold on. We're going to get real dark. You think he used the crowbar?
Did he have Joker hire to kill the cow?
Hire the Joker to tenderize the meat. Now, do you pull the forehead? Pull the back hand.
That's been the, like, the...
Does it add flavor this way or that one? Salt or pepper?
That crowbar has been the continuity of today. I think it's the first time it's come up on the podcast, but we've been hanging for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Todd hung for a while longer. It's sad. He dies. Todd dies. He goes crazy, too.
Came back in the Lazarus pit.
And he shoots everybody. And bang, bang, bang.
Fuck out of the Joker with the same crowbar. Does it feel better this way?
this way.
Yeah. I can't think of what's going to happen the next 9 days because
the thing is, yeah, Chris is right though. You are a unicorn.
You are a unicorn.
Yeah. No, I will.
What if this is not because she's obviously a wonderful lady. Okay. Mad respect to your parents. What if she gives you the Batman experience for the last day? Wait for it.
Experience from one day.
Like, you can get your parents to even go along with it.
The Batman roller coaster ride.
She kills my parents.
If you just want to fucking save the podcast. Oh, yeah, my girlfriend killed my parents.
And then they're just chalk outlines on your house floor.
And you walk around the house and you have a cape and everything.
I didn't know. Okay, so what? Are we paid back because you said, I said you were Kardashian? Yeah. Is this it?
Yeah.
Is this fucking it?
Yeah. It's going to be great because there's...
Ow! Ow!
You'll get the Batman experience.
At least it's not messy on your day.
No, and it'll be even worse. It'll be Earth 2 style and she'll go nuts and be your Joker.
Yeah.
That's what would happen.
And then I'll have a son, and she'll kill it, and then I'll become.
Then you'll go Batman of Earth.
Yeah.
From RIP and go crazy.
Well, see, I kind of like the Earth 2 Batman where.
Thomas, where he's all hopped up on the drugs and
fucking red
and
eyes
kills
and shit.
People.
And fucking the red Batman. Yeah. It is pretty cool.
The Batman who doesn't take fucking shit. Boom! What's more Batman than Batman? Apparently, Thomas Wayne Batman. Because he's like. They take, like, the Dark Knight Returns and put him into shape. Yeah, and that's about, Thomas Wayne Batman.
What about What's-His-Nuts in fucking Nightfall?
Azrael?
No, the guy who takes over for...
Azrael?
Yeah, Azrael.
Azrael becomes
Sean,
Nightfall
it's,
Batman.
It's John or Sean...
Jean-Paul.
Jean-Paul Ali.
And then you find out that he's fucking batshit. Yeah. And then he gets the Azrael costume.
He's like, Batman's a pussy. I'm going to fucking kill him.
He's kill him. And then he teams up with the Punisher. And they do a crossover issue with him and the Punisher. And you're like, so body count anyone? Which should have been the title of the crossover. Yeah. They do a crossover. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. They actually mention it in the Convergence.
Alfred really becomes... You're just like, Christ.
No, I'll send you some shit later on, Alfred. Eternal, when he's with Bane.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me that's not like the greatest thing, him and Bane. Beat up all those dudes, and he's like, I was British SS. Boom.
Dude, Alfred and...
Oh, it's fucking dope. No. You're like...
He's like those ghosts, like a secret agent badass.
What they did is they retconned his Earth-1 stuff into real continuity.
Yeah.
Because Earth-1 Alfred is basically James Bond. He worked with Thomas back in the day. They were both spies.
I thought he was like,
so but he owed him. No, he was. But then he owed him a debt. The way they changed, he owed him a debt, and then he became the guardian of Bruce.
Yeah.
So he's trained basically by fucking
He didn't want him.
How it happens in Earth One is he wasn't there prior. It was that he'd owed him a debt. Thomas saved him, saved his life as a doctor after some shit went down overseas. He's like, whatever it is, it's you. And he's like, you're the guardian of my son. And it's like, wow, I was just, steak dinner. Something easy. I'll cover dinner. We'll go to the movies together. I'll pretend to be your friend. Yeah. I'll be the guardian of your kid.
I might even bone you.
Maybe, at least a hand job. No eye contact. Something, to go guardian. That's a whole thing.
Through a sheet.
Yeah, through a sheet. It's not homo. No eye contact, no homo. Dutch rudder eating. Come on. But no, so they retconned him into it. Yeah, I totally Zack and Mary into that.
That's great.
Man. Yeah.
That's great.
I had to give a little Kevin Smith nod.
Word.
But Alfred now is basically that. And so he teams up with Bane when Arkham collapses, and fucking they beat the shit out of
him. What are they trying to save?
What's
his age in that, though?
60?
Like, still
60.
Like, late 50s? He's 60s?
Yeah, he's 60.
He's 60. He's well enough that he's not like, I'm old. Yeah. And he's not like shotgun wielding.
It's not like fucking...
He doesn't have the shotgun in the bottom of the cave.
He's not like breaking people over his knee or something.
He's like Jack LaLanne. He worked out.
Yeah. It'd be like, he's like add 10 years... Charlie Bronson, Death Wish 5. He's Bronson, Death Wish 5. He's way too old for Death Wish, but if needed to, he would Death Wish.
Death Wish comes up every time.
Yeah.
Because no one cares about Death Wish movies. They're fucking terrible. I don't know. What else did kids watch now? I don't know. Maybe an old Mel Gibson?
Before the Jew hating?
Mel Gibson, no Jew hate, action star.
So pre-passion.
Yeah, pre-passion, awesome, current age. Would be Alfred now in age and... But he still looks like him, but fuck shit up.
Bruce Willis. Bruce
Willis is a dick.
You guys see Passion?
No, I already know how it ends. I don't care.
That's what we said, and Paul was very upset with us.
Well, they should have given a twist ending where, like,
think something else as he's hanging happen? Up there,
he breaks him down, and he's like, what's this? Wow! We were waiting for fucking Jesus to come out and go, let's dance!
We keep making fun of him.
Fuck up. Yeah. He's like, I'm pissed now, boys!
When Passion came out, my dad would be like, alright, wait for the sequel, Passion 2, Christ comes back and annihilates everybody.
And he just has a board with a nail and he goes, you see the irony? Whack! Or a suit of wood armor, son of a carpenter. He's like, it's handmade, bitch! And he fucks him up. God.
Take my fucking money.
Right? Oh, Jesus covered in his body armor. It's not like a mecha Jesus, it's like a wood Jesus, because it's back in the day. So, like, his hands are wood.
You gotta get mecha Jesus.
He's got a wood mech.
He's fucking the Jesus group. Or he would be like a steampunk, but it would be like wood.
That'd be
tied up. It's coming out all the time.
A wooden Gundam.
Oh, yeah, I'd be like a wooden Gundam Jesus. I'm back to exact holy vengeance. And he fires up railroad ties. Boom, 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 boom.
And they just set him on fire.
Yeah. I don't think this is real.
The power of Christ compels you.
The power of Christ compels you. And some kid, too. Kids are like, really? Match. Fire.
Yeah.
Fire. Why didn't you tell me, Father? And as his body burns into ash, does the Terminator 2 thumbs up?
No.
All that's left is a twist in the thumbs
up. If I ever die in lava,
gotta be the next movie we do, man.
Oh, Terminator 2 by far, yeah.
I want it to be a bad movie, though.
Dusk Till Dawn.
Terminator 3, then.
I'll bring Dusk Till Dawn.
Alright, bring it from
us. We'll do Death Snow Down.
Yeah. Or you want to do Terminator?
I want to do a bad movie. Do we have good movies? Or is like they're good, but then we're like we're watching the movie and we know all the dialogue. I want to do bad movies.
But I know all the Terminator. We could do. Blues Brothers is fucking amazing.
I love that movie just
enough. Yes, we don't do good movies. The movie's bad movies.
We can see Terminator 2.
Yeah, but I know that movie way too well. I don't even need to look at the screen. I can look away and do that whole podcast.
We're talking about cheesy movies, not like...
You know, Predator.
Yeah.
Oh. Don't.
Judge Dredd.
Not Terminator 2.
Speaking of Terminator 2, did you ever see that Kevin Smith, where he just green screened over? He's like, oh, yeah? I'll be back. And he's like eating a sandwich.
That's awesome, though. Did you see the Shia LaBeouf ones that he talked about in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Oh, those are so perfect.
Have you seen the Shia LaBeouf, like, freak out?
This yeah.
Just do it! Yeah. Do it!
He sent us the fucking Super Saiyan one.
He goes Super Saiyan? Yeah, I sent the link to us. It's in the one of the things.
I think you might have said just me and Justin.
No.
I totally had to be nice.
But, their other one, because he did it in front of a green screen, and the internet is fantastic.
And so it's in everything. Yeah. Like, as Goku so going Super right Saiyan now. Against Frieza, and it's like,
it have you seen the one where they do it for Batman v Superman? Like, Batman, just fucking do it!
Do it! Yeah, but you see it, and when Goku goes Super Saiyan,
do you bleed?
Yeah. Do it! Yeah. When Shia LaBeouf goes Super Saiyan with Goku, Goku just goes, yeah! Do it!
And when he goes Super Saiyan.
And it's just like the world. It was honestly seeing it, I was like, why does there gotta be bullshit wars and chaos and poverty and starvation? Just let the world be good.
Not even that. Why is everybody on the internet gotta be an asshole?
Yeah.
This exists. People just go out.
That's an impressive thing to do.
Shia LaBeouf
everything. Cut him into four. Use it. Optimus Prime. I think I'm gonna need to get the Dinobots. Just do it.
It's a Transformer.
Do it! It's
such a bad movie.
Don't dream it. But they do it.
They cut him into Star Wars when Luke's trying to lift the fucking X-wing out of the swamp, and he's they even put the fucking ponytail on him.
Yeah, they totally Jedi
that's fucking dedication.
And
that's awesome.
And he's like, Luke's like, I don't think I can do it.
Do it!
So good.
Oh, it makes the internet that much better.
That's what the internet is made for.
Yes, absolutely. Like
it was a DARPA project, wasn't it?
Originally, it was used for colleges. The internet started at colleges, Al Gore funded it, and using them, and then the government initiative through DARPA, they were like, let's make it a thing.
Oh.
And then all the branches used it, and they were like, well, this is going to have to go through, you know, houses and shit, and through the main phone line. Might as well let the people use it. All right.
And then... The creator of D&D showed up and he's like, did you roll for initiative?
Yeah, he rolled for initiative. And then the internet happened.
Yeah.
And then it was a series of tubes! And then War Games was there, and Matty Broderick was there, and then there was a computer and he's like, shall we play a game? And then it tried to nuke the US and Russia. It was a whole thing.
And now it's Texas and current
Yeah, and then Texas is like, we use the internet. It's ours.
Obama thinks we're gonna
secede. We're gonna do it. Bye.
They tried.
Do it. Please. Go. Bye then.
I wish the South would just...
Just so hard, right? Let the South really do the cotton curtain. Like, not even like, ha 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 ha. No, do it.
I've got family in Florida, and I hope they just...
I got family in Phoenix. Bye.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is
well,
like,
you can move.
I still really want the South to see.
Just go away. Let it do its thing.
Why do we allow Confederacy like to be like a thing here?
We don't!
Well, down there.
You
no,
might have
down
there.
There's
this event. Might have heard of it. Happened. Took about, 10 minutes? Called the Civil War.
And by 10 minutes, he means 4 years.
And 4 years.
Look, they're both grabbing their temples. For you.
I know. That's why I'm you. So, fuck, man.
You're the history 101.
Two cases of beer. Every
yeah.
This is not enough beer.
Justin is... The impact of Justin is greater than the amount of beer given.
Oh, shit.
Anyway.
I know.
The losing side is like, nope, we're still rebels because we're Confederate. And you're like, all right, people of 6,000-year-old Earth, how's that going? How'd those levees go that you totally prayed on and hope that didn't... Oh, yeah, Katrina.
No.
It's like, hey, Texas, you tried to re-ban gay marriage. How'd that flood go?
Hey, Ireland, you didn't. How's that rainbow? High fives all around, right?
God. There's a senator in California who said that the drought is because of abortion.
Nope. See, that's the guy who's elected into office.
Lady.
Nope. Out. Out. I'm going to put on my stick figure backpack. And out. Fly away. Nope, not a part of that.
We don't have water in California because Jesus.
No. What state was it that has the Bible now? Into
Louisiana.
Louisiana and Texas made Moses one of the founding fathers. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Want a copy, though. As much as that's insane, I need to see how they totally
make it. Yeah, I want a copy of the Korean. I don't believe it.
No, but I want a copy of the history book that was like, and then Moses time traveled with Rufus from fucking Bill and Ted travels back in time and grabs Moses and brings him to America. And then the Civil War happens and they part the red fucking sea again.
I would love to see Chris Rock and fucking Jesus part the red sea.
God, I'd pay for that shit.
Rufus.
Fucking Chris Rock is not Rufus. Yeah. So sweet. God, who wouldn't want that moment?
I would pay the road with $10.
Fucking in Idaho, they're trying to do the whole...
That's all you had to say.
Idaho.
Yeah. Like, everybody likes to make fun of Florida, but you can't forget about North Florida, which is Idaho.
Idaho is the south of the north.
Yeah, it is. And they're all about doing the whole Bible in... as part of, like, their science and history classes, creationism style.
I don't want it because it's not...
It's not real. It's not thing. There's not the actual facts.
It's not science.
It's not science. Like, nope. There are classes and schools for that where you could... it's called homeschooling, for one.
Yeah.
Private schools, another one.
I went to private
school. Keep it out of my public schools.
Thank you.
My tax dollars, as separation of church and state goes, you should not put silly things in kids'
heads. But all the atheist founding fathers were not atheists.
No, not at all. Not at all. But they had some motherfucking slaves, son.
And a few.
Because, hey, being a founding father is like a full-time job. You can't just go and pick your own cotton. Like, let's be real.
You can't pay people.
You can't pay people to do that. Like, fuck that, man.
They got food and shelter.
That they Justin. Farm food. No! No. In no way do you positively condone slavery. You ironically condone slavery.
Justin, how does a person say two words and want me to throw a goddamn beer bottle at their fucking
You're face? Like a weapon of mass destruction. Like, you know when in Waco, when everybody died because of the whole craziness, they could have just parachuted you in through a window and just given you 20 minutes and they would have walked out.
He fucking snapped his neck. I was like... There's a fucking motion in the ship!
Fucking falls over.
It's what it is. Engine from Justice.
It's like fucking donkey snap. Track. Snap.
It goes. Moving now.
Missionary.
Hey, guys, I'm a little history lesson. People would do their 14-hour slave days for no money and then come home and garden their own garden.
Secretly, because they weren't allowed to.
Somehow they had to feed themselves.
Magic. But if they prayed hard enough, they got... something.
Or they're
yeah, they ate out of the same stuff the pigs ate out of.
Yeah, no, I know.
The same trough as the dogs. Like,
slavery. So no, Justin, you're fucking about slavery.
Of America's past.
Too soon?
It will always be too soon. Slavery will always be too soon. Okay. It'll be 1,000 years into the future where they'll go, there was this time in the past where these motherfuckers that were us.
Apparently I made a Bill Cosby joke last podcast we listened to, and it was too soon, that Chris
says.
Bill
Cosby joke?
Yeah. Oh, we were watching Predators, that's right, yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't done when we were doing Judge Dredd?
No, because you said I met a Predator. So, like, if Bill Cosby ever did see
the Predator. Oh, because... Oh, no. Predator, because he was talking about Bill Cosby. We were talking about, like, if the Predator was in, like, Cosby land, and then Cosby became, like, the child Predator.
Oh, okay.
It was, like, really soon. And then, like, just after all that stuff, and he'd be like, I got the pudding pop instead of the plasma caster.
He wasn't a pedophile, he was a rapist.
Yeah. Let's get your douchebaggery right, okay?
Otherwise, you guys want to do an ad for Flamin' Joe's?
Food, eat it. Flamin' Joe's, love it. America, hot wings, beer, action.
Alright, there's 15 seconds of a minute with Thomas Kessler.
There might be some buzz time in there that you can play while you're eating and having food.
Fridays has a super cool, topic trivia, and it's always, like, for, like, current things, like, movies, games, music.
Saturdays are music. Things. Saturdays are music.
Yeah, this got like theme trivia, which when I found that out, I was stoked as balls.
Yeah. I thought when Kessa got Buzz Town Trivia, I would play all the time, and then I'm like, I want to go home from work.
I think more people play poker on it.
Yeah, more people play poker on it now.
Yeah.
That's because Bill's back, and Bill played poker all the time when it was around.
Yeah, he's Bill. And then Wednesday, everybody just plays
trivia. Yeah, but we have daily specials there every day of the week.
Daily specials every day of the week?
Yep, every day.
Every day of the week? Every day of the week. Every day. Daily specials.
Not never let one slide?
Yep. It's like a great day to spend a day out on the patio during the day.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a great day.
Burn it down. No better way to spend your day on a hot summer day.
Yeah. Yep. That's why we don't have nice things, Jesper.
That's why I have nice things, but you guys destroy them.
Oh my god.
How do you do that? How? You are rust. You are rust on a 1969 perfectly mint Mustang GT. You are rust. And you eat away at the car.
You're a dick.
Yeah.
Kathy just comes downstairs to get some, and she's all yelling at Justin.
Oh, par for the course. Justin, back upstairs. They're doing exactly what they normally do.
Just doing my thing.
They all said your ad was way better than anything.
Yeah, for real. Your ad's like way awesome. Because yours was like professional and...
And you see how my ad goes right now, so...
That's because Kathy's smarter than all of us.
Yeah.
God damn it, Justin.
Bitch. Right here, dude. Right here.
How's it going, Stippy? Oh my
God. You know what it is? Not even. You're Ren.
Yeah, and he's Stimpy.
And he's
that's
happy,
it!
Happy, happy toy. You just start wailing it. Yourself with that hammer.
You idiot!
Which, Kale loves that song. I introduced him to Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy, Log, and... I the Canadian Bob. Killed the Yaksman.
Oh, wow.
And I think for Halloween, we should go as Canadian Kilted Yaksman.
Who's going to be Sven? Stimpy's cousin.
He is only his Sven.
Sven.
He used to be Sven.
I have no shame.
And Stimpy.
We know you have no shame.
He can pull it off.
We should totally do a Halloween.
That'd be awesome. I would totally be down to wear like a kilt. And then like a Mountie top with a Mountie hat. So I can be Canadian kilt.
My girlfriend, Chris, she plays bagpipes, so she's already got a kilt. She's already done, man.
Done.
And you get to wear a little German hat and be it's Sven.
And
you get
and a little stamp hat. A fucking and Nazi sign in your fucking forehead.
So yes.
That's how you work.
Yes.
Suspenders.
Have you guys watched that Aquarius yet?
No, I've been told to.
It's so good.
I watched like four episodes.
What is
the first
Aquarius has David Duchovny.
Oh my god. Batman's on your mind. No bat to Belfry.
Oh.
If it doesn't have a talking fucking train, I don't get to watch it.
I'm so
every
glad.
Time I see the Ant-Man trailer now, I think of you because of
the talking train.
Can't ever get a fucking wait for me.
Yep,
that's exactly what I
train.
Think too. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, the deer's train.
At the theater, I'm like, I have a night with my friends, and we're going to watch a movie, and the Ant-Man trailer comes on, and that train's coming around, I'm like, I can't get away from this fucking train. It was really the most upsetting part of my night.
At Jurassic Park, they have the extended trailer, and it's like him in prison.
Oh.
Which I'll be honest, the prison scene is pretty funny.
Yeah.
You ready? You ready? You're gonna do this? We're gonna do this? Hits him back, and he's like, man, you guys got some strange rituals. And I love to go, he punches him in the, he hits him in the face.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're not even gonna move? Like, come on, you gotta give me something. Like, what if, like, I hit you, like, right, boom, and blast
yeah,
him? He's like,
him,
fuck, like, nothing. And he doesn't go down, and he blasts him.
Were they playing hit for hit? Like,
well, no, it was like the goodbye ritual. Like, you gotta leave with a scar so you don't come back.
Oh.
And so...
It's like a reminder.
Because Justin played hit for hit with Max.
And that ended
and
poorly.
Destroyed him in one
yeah.
hit. And Max was like, woo, you play hit for hit, Justin?
Boom! I hit, you hit the ground.
Justin made me hurt, I gotta go home.
Which I could not believe was an actual moment in time. My arm hurts, I need to go home.
And they let him go!
Yeah. It's like, we bled there.
I didn't get in trouble.
We literally bled there and had to get stitches and like, gotta work.
By the way, this week... My boss was using a mandolin chopped his finger off.
See, it's not just us.
Reminded me.
I was like, my stupid friends did. We got a mandolin. 5 minutes in, they both chopped their fingers off.
Yep.
Yeah, he's like, did you guys get rid of the mandolin? I'm like, nope, we use cut gloves.
And that glove saved our fingers every time.
Yep. Was like,
when it happened,
I laughed so hard.
There was myself, Justin, and Jarrell, and Steve. And Steve's like, this is how you do it. And like a master chef.
And he said, be careful.
That dude does the dude does it in a way that is amazing. He goes, and the whole thing is cut. It stacks itself up.
What? Cucumber?
And the cucumber stacks itself. The dude was perfect. He's like, do you guys want to try? And we're just like,
yeah.
Justin, do it first.
I thought you did it first.
No, I did
like everything.
Yeah. And so Justin goes, Justin said, he's like, bump, 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 bump.
crosses
his arms. And Steve goes, and he's right there. He goes, are you fucking serious? And he's like, no. I didn't say anything.
And then you see he's like
pissed.
The blood,
you see blood
in his white shirt.
Yeah, you
come
see blood. It's bloody. It's not bleeding. It's bloody all down his arm. Like
off.
There's blooding everywhere.
There's like down like through my fingernail and everything.
Yeah.
And you
Steve
so deserved.
And Steve just goes,
fucking so deserved.
And Steve's like, unfucking believable. And he goes down and one fucking five fucking piece of fuck ass stolen down
here.
And we all just stand there.
She has the first fake.
Steve
and
we put up with our shenanigans all the time.
Yeah. And we all two just stood there.
He's the one that helped me do Darrell's car, and he's the one I did.
He got into track. Some of the shenanigans with.
He was doing this at us.
Yeah.
Until we hurt ourselves.
Yeah. Because Elle and I. Because that was the whole thing. But we, but so as Steve's going down the stairs and the three of us are standing there, he's bleeding, like, profusely, you know, like, losing the tip of his finger, and we're like, dude, way to go, Justin. Like, way to cut your finger off.
Yeah,
it
was awesome.
And so
Chris,
I'm like,
yeah, like, you want to go? You want to go?
And I was like, I'll do it. I was like, it ain't that hard. It's not like I'm going to cut my...
So I'm downstairs, getting bandaged up in the bathroom.
Getting all clear, and I go downstairs, and I knock on the door, and all I hear is, what? And he is pissed.
Whoa,
pissed.
Super pissed.
And I go, hey, Steve, door not open. I swear to fucking God, if you're bleeding and you cut yourself, I'm going to fire you. I'm going to walk away now, Steve. And he's like, are you fucking serious? God fucking bitch. And he opens the door, throws band-aids at me, and slams the door. What's this, Steve? And I'm in there, and Justin's just in the bathroom cleaning up. And he's like, you're getting mad. You did it first! You got it bad, though. And we clean it up, and we were upstairs, and he comes up good 10-15 minutes.
Yeah.
Does not come upstairs. He is mad. He is not mad. He is mad.
Steve is the guy who got so mad at his ex-wife, he's yelling at her in the back hallway on the phone, and punches a hole in a very hard wall.
He's the guy that, you know, when someone hits a stud and they break their hand, he would have broke the stud.
Steve,
he is not buff. But he's got rage in him.
Holy shit.
And so all this happens, and he goes downstairs.
No. Those guys go downstairs, and I'm like, so somebody's got to cut these cucumbers.
So he does the best of all of it to get it all done.
I did it with, I was like.
But did you clean up?
No. I just like, I was like, I put the cut glove on, I'm like. I was like, those guys are stupid.
So we finally go upstairs, and Steve finally comes up, and Drill's just like.
I finished.
He's like, and I used the glove too. And just, you saw it. You almost more mad at him because of the whole experience. Because you can't plan this shit out. And it's just like.
It was like the same finger. Like,
yeah, same
like
finger
same
for
hand.
Both of us.
Yeah.
Hurt so bad.
It was so bad.
I remember the day he threw the plate because of.
Yeah, so
oh.
We had a server who just like, Steve, this isn't right. Or she, Crass!
Wait, what's his name?
What's his name? Crass!
You can still do it to this
show. She sounds like Fran Drescher.
It hurts
my ears. Like, my ears, because of listening to music way too loud, the higher the pitch or the lower the pitch, my ears get staticky. So, like, my dad's laugh is so low that my ears will build up static.
I have static.
April Ferger's voice is so loud regularly, it puts static in my ears. So when we're busy and she goes, Crass!
You have an inside voice.
And I physically I'm like, she'll say my name, and I go, she goes, you know, if my voice is such a problem, you could quack. And I go, or you could just shut the hell up. Like, that works too for her. I can't. I physically can't deal with it.
I've told her so, so many times.
So Steve, it's like Steve and Chris online, Justin and I are down in the dish pit. I think we're down a guy.
Yeah, it's just like the four of us.
Yeah, and we're just rallying on a fire. We're busy. Like, it's not fucking talking. Just like throwing
in the zone, and it's getting it done to be done, not finished.
Because like the kitchen's meant to run with seven people, okay.
Yeah.
Most nights,
and it was the four of us. And Justin and I are doing spag between the two of us and running back to the dishes.
Because we started out dead, and it was a Saturday night, and Adrian was like, you know what? I think I'm gonna call off the other guys because it's pretty dead right now. We've been open 2 hours, and he's like, I think I'm gonna call the other guys off, and we were like. Or not.
And then it was combo breaker.
Yeah,
really bad.
Yeah. And
stop Pilgrim shit.
But to be fair, though, if there are any other three people I would work with in the world, hell and high water, fucking Pearl Harbor, fucking Storming Normandy, that's Bad Kitchen. It's those two and Steve.
Yeah.
Hands down.
And we just, like, not talking.
We're in the zone. We are danger zone. We were in a zone.
Danger zone.
Full of danger, Lana. Fucking Archer.
Yeah. All when you're working and you don't talk.
Yeah. Kim Loggins is doing the acoustic danger zone. It's so slow-mo.
You guys need to say corner behind. You need to shut up.
There are no words. Because we're doing man-link. We've man-linked.
Yeah.
So there's not a word between
the two. We all know what each other's doing.
Wow.
Yeah, and we man-link it. It hits that plateau where you're
like,
so
you
in
could
the zone.
Still do it. Like,
yeah. And we'll man-link and no words are said, but and everything is
fur,
done.
Fur comes over and she's like, Steve, this is wrong. Steve grabs the plate, rips it, and throws it at the ground.
And he's like, five-pound plates, like heavy porcelain plates.
Explodes.
And this
loud comes out.
This loud fucking kitchen just...
echoes.
Stops.
Yeah, and this thing echoes, and everybody just stops what they're doing, and we're like, boom. And we don't stop. The only thing we don't stop are us. We don't stop, but everything stops, because it's not just, oh, someone lost their job, broken plate. It explodes. Because
the first person to speak up is losing their job.
Yeah, that's what it was. The first person to talk, you're fired. Yeah.
And that
and
plate
we just kept
was
going.
Fixed whatever Ferger needed, and we're like,
yeah,
go away, Ferger. Bye.
Yeah, and it would be, and it would, you'd put it up, she's like, you didn't have to go. And you'd be going, and just in the zone, in the most, there are days with that man that you'd just be like, he's so amazing, and we drive him so insane.
Would you really want to be the manager for me, Chris and Justin? Like,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Steve didn't either, but he got us, and that's how it went.
I commend Steve.
To be, and so you know, Steve worked with us before Jarell as Jarell.
Yeah.
But Justin and I were always Justin and I.
Well, I kind
of
figured that.
And so, but when the three of us hit that point, it was, they couldn't fire us because we were so good that you for real could run a Saturday night of a seven-person kitchen with four people and it get done with no real problems. No other people, like, you couldn't. The other half of the staff could not come in and do what we do there.
Yeah, yeah.
No way in hell that would happen.
Wow.
It was fucking, some of those days were great, though.
Yeah.
I remember Justin's brother Lance worked there, and
wait, the Spawn of Satan has a fucking awesome like
a brother and a sister.
You don't know his brother?
No, he's never met Lance.
Oh, I've
never met
his
sister
fucking
either.
Great. His sister, don't mess with her.
Yeah, she goes from a zero.
It's Justin? Yeah, no, you don't mess with.
She's a physical. She's physical.
Her ex-boyfriend went to the hospital because she
saw him going down the road, got out of her car, and hit him with a bat.
Yeah, and had to go to jail. Yeah. She's a physical.
What Justin does with this,
all,
she's
like,
does
she's
with
like this tall and black.
And she's this
like
big around.
Ghetto black status.
Get what?
She's ghetto.
Black.
Yeah.
She is a buck 10, but with the way Justin is verbally, she is physical.
She's like a fucking Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
She is. She comes to jail. Boom! And when they asked her why, she's like, he made me mad, and I just felt like doing it.
Yeah. My butthole just tightened.
Yeah. So, we were all at the spag, and I was in the pit. Justin and I were doing line.
Yeah.
Justin's brother was in the
wait,
pit.
Wait, line? Like
food line.
Like food
okay.
No. No cook.
No cook.
For you. No.
Line was four people. Spag, two people on the steam table.
Okay. Yeah.
One guy in back, like...
loading everything up and doing, like, melting cheese, like, the cheese bread and stuff.
Yeah.
And using the microwaves and the bain-maries.
The microwaves.
Well, it was the bain-maries before the microwaves.
Yeah. And so we're trying to, and we're doing all our shit, and the dish pit gets hit, because the bussers, instead of taking stuff back regularly, would bring back
every
bus stop at the same time. They wouldn't have a flow. They would bring back all, like, every section's bus tub.
And then be wondering why you're mad.
And they're like, where are their bus tubs? We need more bus tubs. And we have no bus tubs to give them because they're full. So we were so busy, and I'm like, fuck it, I'll go to the pit and help them.
And we would throw, like, empty bus tubs that are dirty.
No, the one real reason any of the three of us would go into the pit ever after we didn't need to be in the pit is because we kind of secretly have this love of the dish pit.
Which I still have record for the past
time. We get into a zone as an individual that is just, like... It's heaven. It's perfect. It's the most content amount of chaos. And we would throw our headphones
it's
on.
It's like when Prince fucking schooled Eddie Murphy and he's like,
blouses.
Game. Yeah, he goes, game, blouses. Yeah. This was our game, blouses. Gotcha. This was why we could do and get away with what we'd get away with.
Yeah.
And so the only time we could never listen to our CD players, cell phones, whatever the time. But the one time we were zero fucks given, I would be like, boom, headphones, CD, boom, and zone.
Yeah.
And I go and I'm crushing it. And I go to grab a glass, and there's a broken glass behind one of the tubs. And you're around blood all the time, so I'm not worried about you. But this glass goes in, like, this far into my finger. Yeah. Like, the full, like the first joint of your finger into the cup. I go, ow.
No,
pull
Chris
up.
Doesn't fucking
and
notice it.
No, he doesn't know. Because I'm like, Chris, you're bleeding. Like, you're bleeding. Stop what you're doing.
And I throw the glass away. And I'm trying to do
but as he does that, he flails
and there's
his hand.
Blood.
So his hand, like,
and
blood just comes on me. My shirt and
blood.
Like,
there ends up being blood in the pit.
Like,
so we had to bleach.
It looks like a fucking
entire kitchen. Because I was just so... And I'm flipping the glasses and putting them in. Doesn't matter. None of this matters now. Because everything had to get bleached. Everything that had come through, we had to fill the sinks.
We had to do bleach sinks
and run them back through.
Because did you know blood's a big fucking deal?
Yeah, blood's
I'm
a fucking
idiot.
Yeah. Fuck it. There were some crazy
bloodborne pathogens.
He's had to get stitches in his knee. That's just fun.
We talked about
that. Yeah. Right. I don't think you're the one who never got injuries.
No, I had this big fucking gash across my hand, and I wish at the time I'd just gone to the fucking doctors. Adrian, like, totally middle managered it.
Yeah.
And liquid band-aid it.
Yeah.
Which is the worst fucking shit on the
planet. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Oh my
God.
That's what Filippini did to my hand when I broke that
car. Yeah, I should have gone to L&I and just got it fucking taken.
Yeah.
But I'm older now, and I know Adrian was just...
was a fucking dick, and they were trying to cover their own asses.
Let me take care of that there, chief.
At Joe's, I super glued my finger shut.
Justin had a baseball hand.
Yeah, I haven't really hurt myself too much.
It had the baseball fucking curve in the amount of stitches he had. Oh, it was so great.
When I cut mine up until that point, mine was the worst one.
Yeah.
And I had cut through my hand, and so I just went and I was like, I'll just super glue it shut. Whatever, super glue, Band-Aid. I got shit to do and clean it all up, bleach everything. So I go and I get super glue the Band-Aid and I go into the bathroom. Keep in mind, I've never done the super glue thing, but I don't got time. I'm just like, super glue works, and it seals cuts. The acetane in super glue is forged in the bowels of hell, apparently.
No,
and the moment it touched my skin, it just, I'll do it again! All through the cut. And if there was any bacteria going, we will rise, and in fact, oh God! And they all just exploded.
That
makes it
they were like staples, though. Like little staples in your skin?
Hmm. So what did you guys want to go to with the World War II cars?
Okay.
We can go a little bit long. I'm not worried.
Oh, so we were at work, and we were just talking about World War II, right?
Yeah.
We were just talking about World War II, and it came
cars.
Up...
Cars, though.
But cars, but we were talking about World
like
War II.
Like the fucking Willy Jeeps and shit?
Yeah, well, we were talking about a universe of cars, like cars. If you take the Cars universe for the cinematic universe...
Yeah, that doesn't
mean... It's basically predicated on the real world, but cars. That means... World War II happened. So just think about that for a moment.
Okay.
All I'm going to say, Pearl Harbor and the Holocaust of cars. That means there were Japanese kamikaze planes that were alive for all intents and purposes. All
right, I'm following you now.
Plowing,
where is he going with this?
Plowing into living aircraft carriers. With living jets on them to explode them. And on the other side of the world, there were camps. There were used car dealerships. Yeah. Of cars made by Jewish companies.
Am I hallucinating?
And then they're basically taken to the scrapyard. They basically scrapped. Their scrapyard would inherently have been the Holocaust. Living cars in the Holocaust.
That's
what this... But this universe is predicated on the real world. Those are things that have happened. A death in the world of cars, a car accident, is not cars hitting, and then there's liability and insurance. It is fucking murder.
Yeah.
People die in the world of cars on a level unprecedented.
Or at the least case scenario, manslaughter.
Or car slaughter.
Fourth degree car slaughter.
You know how I watch way too much Thomas the Tank Engine?
Again,
I went to Kathy and I'm like, so what happens when they do go to the smelter yard?
And they always joke about that. Yeah. They're like, do we need to take you to the smelter? You are threatening your employees. Do I need to fucking rape you in the ass? Is basically what they're saying. Like, what? No, why? Why would you ever use that as a threat? Do we need to take you out back and shoot you?
Is it like when you unplug HAL 9000 and he goes,
Daisy, Daisy. Yeah, I know that probably happened a lot.
Yeah.
That's why in the world of cars, or even in Thomas, they're living machines. But when they die, they don't die like people die. Shit happens. A 9-car pileup is mass murder.
It's a serial killer.
It's not shit goes off. The semi-truck jackknifes. Takes out now, four lanes of fucking cars.
Would it be like
they are alive.
So Hondas would just be like raining down from the sky?
No, they were Mitsubishis. The Kamikazes, the Zeros, were made by Mitsubishi. Everybody knows that.
Honda. Stupid.
Jeez. Know your history. That's what makes it funny, because they did bikes. Because after the war, they couldn't make it.
Okay, I know why you thought we talked about this on the podcast. We were talking about the Carlo Cost through text message.
That's what it was.
Then BMWs.
Yeah. BMWs were fucking...
Cars. Was the SS?
That's insane.
Who would be the Jews, though?
I don't know. Do you know any Jew car companies? No.
That's fucking dark, man.
See how dark that is? See? And that means the Fiats, right, helped the
fix it again, Tony.
Mini Coopers.
And all the Mini Coopers and all that were not even the Mini Coopers, because that's French, right? Mini Coopers, France? Or are they Italian?
They're English.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a whole country of Mini Coopers getting blitzed.
They all have messed up teeth.
By messed up girls. I'm getting bombed.
Like fucking hate
it. Yeah. All of these fucking British Mini Coopers are getting fucking blitzed by V2 rockets launched from living missile platforms. Firing death missiles on cars that are inherently alive.
Disney, make a movie, please.
Seriously. That's the worst part. I would pay for this. Yeah. I would pay to see this in some
way. It has to be adult only.
That's Kickstarter.
And even better, all of the things in Soviet Russia.
Get John.
All speak like Ivan Drago, and they're all T-83 tanks. That's all they have. Flag tracks and T-83 tanks. There's no
fucking
Russia.
Oh,
there's tanks and flag tracks.
Yeah, they all have dash cams because...
They all have dash cams because of lawsuits all the time.
Insurance fraud is a big thing.
Big thing. There, yeah. I'm just saying, that would be a fucking insane experience, right? Like, the world being predicated on that. That means that happened.
I forgot we talked about the Carlo Cost.
The Carlo Cost.
Worst part of that World War One, all the gases, right? They got mustard gas.
Prohibition?
Even then, they would have had to use special kinds of fuel, right?
Yeah. Ethanol is out loud.
So you see how fucking dark the world would be if it were really cars.
Oh my god.
Ready to get super dark? It's probably way too soon. 9/11.
Oh man.
Living planes.
No.
See how fucked up that is? No. And yet cars makes billions of dollars.
I like boats!
Tanker! Yeah. Stereotype the shit out of that. How fucking insane would that be?
Team America beats cars.
The planes were living, breathing, American planes hijacked by little beater cars with the stereotype little dirty turtle. You and
Joke.
Joke.
We would have multiple Batman cars, though.
Dude, yeah, and then all the Batmobiles would be Batman. Batmobiles
would be out there.
Batman.
Yeah. And then Ghostbusters would be out there.
Ecto-1 would be out there. I mean, there's pluses of a universe of cars.
Scooby-Doo.
There's pluses. It's not just, you know, basically the end of the world every 15 minutes. I'm just saying it'd be really dark that a plane would be hijacked by somebody else on any level, that the plane is alive, and then it gets hijacked by a car.
That is something to wrap your fucking head
that's
around.
That's fucked up, right? Shit.
But at that point, could the plane actually like redirect itself because it's fully controlled?
I don't know. That's what would get weird.
Okay, so I know you from high school and all this, and I'm trying to figure out where the fuck did this come from in your goddamn brain?
Kale really likes to watch the Tokyo Mater Tall Tales on Netflix. You know.
We get bored at work a lot.
And Kale really likes the final one is, it's Mater from Cars, and it's him in different scenarios where he's like El Matador, and he's a matador. Or like the best
one. Is it all in Spanish?
No. He's called El Matador, and he's awesome. My favorite one, though, is the Astronaut Mater.
Yeah.
Where the space shuttle, again, Columbia. This is the problem. They don't think about it. I go dark. And the shuttle is alive. Okay? And he's inside the shuttle.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, Roger, Roger. Roger, Roger. Because the shuttle's name is Roger.
Mitsubishi McAuliffe.
And so it launches. And he's like, I love this job. And you're like, this is amazing. And immediately my brain was like, Challenger. That's dark. Like, I instantly darked it myself to a whole dark level. That's a shuttle that was alive with astronaut cars. So astro cars. Okay.
Something fell off of it
on the inside, and they all died. Exploded all over the place. That's insane and dark. And so when it does the Tokyo one, where he takes a guy from Radiator Springs, takes him all the way to Japan, and he's like, wow, this place is crazy, and then they're drifting and all this, and then he gets modified, and becomes Modified Mater, and you're like, you're just a fucking cartoon ad, you piece of shit. And you just see them all modified, made it.
Welcome to stereotypes.
Yeah. Oh, and it was, too. They're all stereotypes.
It's cliche heaven.
Bro. It is. Mm-hmm. And you see them, and I'm watching this with Kale, and I've seen it a billion times, and I'm just like, so if that's the Challenger, World War II. And so I come into work, and I'm talking to Justin, like, so, check this shit out.
That was your first mistake right there. And I talked to Justin about this shit.
Because he's at work, and since he's not there, we have to text it. And so we'll text it, and so we were like texting the Carmageddon, and I'm like, check this fucking bananas thing out. The Carlocause.
Yeah.
And so how insane that would be, where I'm like, that means World War II happened. But Japan, being all imperialistic, was doing what they were doing.
Yeah.
And then did Pearl Harbor, but they're all alive. Which, the worst part, the Arizona was still leaking out oil for all those years. That means it was inherently alive and bleeding to death. Slowly. At the bottom of the ocean. See how dark it is? It's dark.
What kind of car would Hirohito be?
A Toyota Corolla. But look really, really stereotypical. And he'd be modified. Before drifting, he was a drift king before drift kings.
That would work, right?
Drift king before drift king?
Yeah, drift king before drift king. And none of them can drive well.
So did the car.
They all do They all can do mech and math.
Yep. Is the genesis of cars when Henry Ford was born?
See, that's where I was wondering, because in the
and
first
Henry
car
Ford
movie,
said, "Let there be
car."
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Their god is Ford.
Yeah.
There is only one god, and he is
Ford. Bless America.
Well, no, because in
you
the
have
first
Dodge,
one,
Ford, and Chevy, so.
Yeah, but Henry Ford created the fucking car.
No, he didn't create the car. He created mass production, and he made the Model T, which put cars into the mainstream, so instead of it costing a year's worth of salary, it was 3 months.
I watched America the Story of Us a lot. I really like it.
It's I watched that hockey one that Kevin Smith comes up with.
Oh, the one where it's basically like Gretzky is king of all things.
Yeah. He's got more assists than
anybody.
In gold.
Yeah, because he's like the greatest human being.
Yeah.
See, it would be all Zambonis, I guess. Hockey would just be really slow.
Yeah, Canada. Right?
And you're like, I don't think Canada thought this one out that well. I don't think Canada hockey cars.
Instead of mountains.
Bush planes. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
They'd be dressed like Mounties, though.
Well, yeah, we got to stereotype the shit out of that universe. Exactly. Cars already stereotyped it up.
What about Mexico?
Mexico doesn't have cars. Stop. Carts aren't alive, so you don't get cars.
Or secondhand.
Yeah, or something. Yeah. You get all our beaters from the 70s. You know what that means. Mexico is basically like a waiting to die
you land. You get lowriders.
Cuba is a bunch of cars from the 1950s.
Yep. A bunch of cars in Cuba? Fucking pristine.
What about North Korea?
It's gray.
It's gray, and there's only Kim Jong-un car. That's it.
Katy Perry and
playing. Yeah, play. He only listens to Katy Perry, and he's the only car there.
It's really one of the better parts of
that movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the whole Katy Perry fireworks.
My wife must have left this in here. Man, I love Katy Perry.
What I love about that movie was seeing that, and then a week later, the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
And then so when we're all sick, you text us, and you're like, I know I'm secretly hoping she does fireworks. And
I forgot about that.
And so he does fireworks, and I was like, that's so awesome. Because we were all like, I really actually wanted to see that out. Just because of the movie. Yeah. Like, all predicated on Katy Perry.
The best part with that was with the lion, though.
Like, oh, yeah, and she comes up with a lion.
No, like, in the movie, I was talking
about. Yeah, but when they do it on the stage, that's the thing, so we're all just correlating it with the interview, not Katy Perry's actual song. Where's her tank? Where's the fucking tank to blow shit up?
Kathy was totally gay for those sharks, man. Like,
really? I don't get it. I didn't get why people were all about them.
Big
at all.
Memes about.
Yeah, I know that, but I don't get
big fame. But she loved those sharks.
I don't get it. I watched it, and I'm like, okay. I was just they are a part of the stage show.
Yeah. Were you guys off by the time?
We were watching by first quarter. We missed the first quarter.
So. Yeah, that was it.
All I remember is that goddamn giant tiger and shit she rode.
Like, yeah, and then it was like, and I told Jess, I was like, watch, very into this song, when she screams roar, it's gonna roar. It's gonna get up, it's gonna roar. And he's like, it's not gonna fuck it, because it was so cliche. You're like, no. Because if I'm gonna think of that, and I'm not paid the millions of dollars to fucking do it, it ain't happening. Sure shit. Roar! And I was like, told you.
I don't know how you know these songs, because like, when Mastodon came out with that video that they were all twerking in, and you're like, it's like Manaconda. And I'm like, what the fuck is Manaconda?
Because on the internet,
I don't know who I barely know who Nicki Minaj is.
The only reason why I know who she is because, like, leading up to that, everyone was
Angela and shit.
I don't pay attention to music at all. But it would come up on, people I know, like Nicki Minaj, so it would always pop up on Facebook or whatever. And they were like, or you get, like, with the news ads, like, her song is releasing, because they're, like, just their ads and promotion, and then it's supposed to be the most sexually risque video in, like, ever, and I was like, well, it's a music video, who cares anymore?
I had
anymore?
No idea what the fuck Anaconda was.
Well, because the only thing that I cared about was, it was, like, into you it was, like, the song was ripped from Sir Mix Last Baby Got Back, where I'm like, this is the song I know, love this song.
Is it going, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun?
No, it does, and it goes, I like Big, and then it does her remix, and you're like, this is not a song. These are not words. What have you done to this masterpiece? And she destroys it, and the video is stupid. She is not attractive, and the whole experience is a fucking waste of 3.5 minutes of your life.
Did you hear about the kid in Maryland who's this just hip-hop fucking knowledge base?
So he'd be like a hip-hop witch doctor?
Yeah. And
one
convenient location.
Africa.
So
la, 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 la.
He got a job at some big radio station in either New York or Maryland or something. Mm-hmm. And he was like the white kid on the hip hop station, mm-hmm. and got a lot of shit from it. And he knew Nicki Minaj before she got big, and she was a legit fucking rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came out with that Twilight song. I don't know what the fuck.
See, I only know Anaconda because the whole predicated on Spotify.
I have no idea what the fucking song, but he called her like super fucking hot. Like, I know you teeny boppers are here from Nicki Minaj, and like Nicki Minaj dropped off the festival that he said he would say like big beefing off of it. Yeah, right. Fuck, man.
All because he was like, I'm a white guy who knows the music.
Yeah, kind of. And he like dissed her on stage.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. But it was on stage at a festival she was going to play at.
Wow. That seems like something Kanye West would do.
That's like fucking Katy Perry had a kid with Lady Gaga. Like, that's who Nicki Minaj would be.
That would be a really weird looking kid.
Let's hope not.
That's what Nicki Minaj looks like. Yeah. She looks like a really weird kid, man. It's weird.
I'm not okay with that.
Whenever
at all.
Nicki Minaj comes up, I think Angela. Like, that just seems like
No, she likes whoop whoops and dub dubs and bass drops.
Say that one more goddamn time, please.
Do you know, like, dubstep? You know, dub dubs and bass drops.
Does she say it like that, or do you?
No, that's me being okay. Mocking the.
You scared me because that, it was like
that is music. That is
you didn't like that music. It's good music.
Yeah,
have you heard? She listens to ones where they sing about Pokemon. There's a song that says you're my Poke Girl, and you're in my Poke World. You remember the Barbie song?
You're my Poke Girl.
It's the Barbie song. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
No, but it's a Barbie song. Like dubstepped.
Oh, dude.
With Pokemon.
Well, yeah, but don't ever do the Poke shit.
That she introduced my son to, and because it's catchy,
her son too,
he likes it. And he goes, Mom had me listen to this song, and I liked it, but you don't like it, so we're not going to listen to it. Nope. Because like that song.
He's a good kid, then.
Yeah, I know. And he understands. He likes listening to, like, Rob Zombie or AC/DC.
Yeah.
Or, like, Watsky.
Okay.
And Will Smith. Really likes Will Smith. Which is, like, that's a good
one. Every time I think of Will Smith, I think of Steve. Because it's so far removed from what
Steve
all our boss ever liked was country.
Steve loved country. Goes, and he's like, but I listen to hip-hop. And we were like, really, Steve? He goes, I listen to Will Smith. Nope. <It's not> Nope. Doesn't count.
Millennium sucked, but Big Willie stuck.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. That's a fact.
So, kind of tie this in. We did Kathy and I did the color run yesterday. Or the color me rad, whatever.
Yeah.
And there's rad everywhere, and people are just wandering around like, I'm so rad. And
you gotta do that one more time, please.
I'm losing my voice.
Yeah, you are, but that's why it was fucking hilarious.
I'm so rad, man. And they're like, are you rad? And Kathy and I are walking around, and I'm like, this word doesn't need to come back. And I feel like old man McCullough saying this. And Kat, I think this is something that irritates my lovely wife. Is like, you are old man McCullough.
You are.
Like, yeah.
You way are.
I stopped hating everything new about 5 years ago. I'm just like, new metal blows.
Everything that's now within the last 5 years sucks.
Yeah.
You get it. That's why I don't listen to anything unless you introduce it to me because you know what I like and don't like. I don't actively listen to music at all. If it wasn't for Justin, I wouldn't know basically anything in the last
All I five listen years. To is musical scores from, like, movies and shit. Like, I have no words. I have no lyrics. I hate the lyrics.
But that's the thing.
I podcast and audiobook.
I rant about all the weird shit. And sometimes Kathy will bring stuff home. She's like, I saw this sign on McDonald's that said, like, I don't know. McDonald's is rad. And I'm like, that's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Not like, rad. It's like, yeah. Wacky.
Yeah. That's why I brought it home for you, Jarrell, because I wanted that half-hour spiel on a three-word sentence.
It's just like saying YOLO.
No, it's different. It's different.
Fucking hate
it's
YOLO.
Different. Because YOLO is a terrible attempt at trying to bring something and making it cool on its own, where rad went away for a reason. It's not a good word. Not even word. Radical. It worked for about 4 years in the 80s, tried in the 90s, burnt out real bad, like a fucking NASCAR race.
Well, they're like, touch of a hand. Gone.
No, Justin, don't ever do that, ever. I will disembowel you with your own hand.
See? It's just ever. Like that.
It's like, so Chris and I
How does that fucking
about...
work? Disembowel him with his own hand?
I'll rip it off and just start digging.
Chris and I spent half hour texting each other earlier this week about all the fucking newspeak, the Orwellian newspeak that kids have today, and it's...
Like the word, though. Spell though.
THROUGH.
Wrong.
That's three.
What?
That's wrong.
THOUGH.
No R.
Also still wrong.
Yeah.
Because kids.
THO. Hashtag THO.
Yeah, hashtag. Hashtag's part of a word. It's a thing.
There's
because kids are lazy.
What the fuck? No, that's not lazy. Is Justin reaching for a movie on the movie rack that's 2 feet away from him, going and grabbing over here for something to reach the movie rack, knock them all over towards him, and go, got it, get up, and putting the movie into the PlayStation.
Lazy is a bitch, okay?
Lazy is Justin owning a movie and going, but it's on Netflix, so I'll watch it.
That's lazy. Kids going hashtag T-H-O is willful ignorance. They are actively attempting to try and go, if we abbreviate our conversations, it makes it efficient, but it doesn't. There's nothing efficient. If you're going to do it, find a way to make there and which and, I don't know, any other time you have words that have multiple spellings and different meanings.
Two.
Fix that. Fix those issues there. In life, not three letters from a word. You don't abbreviate a word that is like six long. It's an issue. It's a real fucking issue. A deep issue.
What about on my way?
That's it. That's
just on my way.
You just put it on my way. But OMW has replaced that
entirely. My phone, when I go on my way, it goes, no, you mean these. Those are letters. Those are not words.
No, mine were like, I typed the initials, I just started, and it would type out everything.
But it always does it with an exclamation point. That's weird and personal problem. Yeah. I'm like, I am in no way yelling. Nothing about that.
I don't care.
It's like DWYD. It took me a week to figure out.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Dude, what'd you do?
What?
Yeah.
Nope.
Like I said, it took me a week.
It's not even abbreviating. It is just taking letters from things. It's like, you are not NASA. Like, the IRS. You don't get to just abbreviate shit. You didn't launch some shit into space. Okay? You don't. You're not part of the functioning system when you do that.
But Twitter making this Orwellian newspeak is driving me up the wall.
It's this generation is all fucked. Like,
not all of them.
We're really just part of that generation.
We're part of
it. No. What did we make like that?
We made it. It's the people our age who made these things.
We made MILF. And that was about extent of.
No, that was the kids above us. That was the kids above us. Because that came out of freshman year, so that was like the seniors and stuff. So that would be the Generation X. Generation X, because they wrote that film.
Okay.
So Gen X, that was their fault. MILF is their fault. It's our generation. We did the Google, the Twitter, the Facebook.
We just allowed access to them.
Yeah, and kids broke it. We had something good, and kids broke it. How every other previous generation feels. We had something good, and you broke it. They had cars. We put a louder engine in it. We had a gun. Nuke. You know, like every succeeding generation made it bigger and ruined it.
We had nukes. Moabs.
Yep, Moabs. Because we're not assholes. Boom! Freedom.
You know what the Moab is? The mother of all bombs. It kills you with an air blast instead of radiation.
It is the largest. It gives you the equivalent of a low megaton yield nuclear bomb. While not being radioactive. There's no plutonium.
So it's non-lethal.
It changes the air pressure around.
It is not non-lethal.
Less lethal.
It's not less lethal.
It's way lethal.
It's loving another country so much, you want to blow a hole in the side of it.
You can still farm afterwards, so.
The blast is so...
No, the top turbulence's gone.
It's a hole. Heavy. The air blast is so heavy, it kills you. Your body can't... Handle that, Justin.
If you're in a bunker, you know.
No, that's what it's for. No, you're in a bunker.
Have you seen all of
100 yards down?
Leave it alone. I'm gonna
throw something.
That's what bunker busters are for. And guess what the Moab is? It goes in, things go out, and you have a hole. If your bunker is here and it lands here, but the hole goes here, where's your bunker, Justin? It's gone. It's gone, Justin. It's airborne. You have a sky bunker, and then it becomes a paperweight. All over the ground.
Justin, have you seen those, like, 1950s videos where they, like...
They duck the cover?
Go under your desk because the teacher's blown to shit. Your desk is the safe place. It's the same with nuclear missiles and Moabs. Just Moabs don't leave...
You're not going to have giant radioactive space ants. That's really it.
Pretty much.
No,
that's it. That's the only difference.
You don't have the weird health problem of generations in the future.
Going, maybe we should have just built a bigger bomb. Maybe you should have built. Should have built a bigger fucking bomb. That's fucking bigger bomb, everybody.
And it's a little safer.
Yeah.
For future generations.
Yeah.
Not for us in the present.
Yeah. Because you don't see, like, Rush or anybody going, yeah, we're going to build a Moab. They're like, we got our nukes. We don't fucking care. We don't, there's no arms race.
Oh, no, in Soviet Russia, everybody has nukes.
Yeah. With dash cams. Because, you know, it's liability.
And with that, car.
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 Tell us, dude.
Hey, thanks for listening to Why Do We Hang Out? Now, are you hungry, thirsty, enjoy sports, looking for a family-friendly place to enjoy good food, a beer, and all your favorite teams? Come on into Flamin' Joe's, with two locations in Spokane, one on the north side at 7015 North Division, and one in the valley at 11618 East Sprague. Daily specials, happy hour 3 to 6, and 9 to close. With 26 amazing wing flavors and an always changing beer selection, there's something for everyone. Come on in and join us anytime. Flamin' Joe's is your locally owned wing stop.